Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, for the Lord has done marvelous things. God's right hand and holy arm have gotten the victory. The Lord has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre, and with the lyre and the sound of melody. Let the sea roar and all that fills it, the world and those who dwell in it.
Let us turn now to the Acts of Apostles, Acts chapter 10, verses 44 through 48. You can find that on page 122 in the New Testament of your Pew Bible. Or if you brought your own Bible, then I trust you can find it in the book of Acts. And this one, a little bit of context. Peter has encountered Cornelius, who is a Gentile, has had some interesting interchanges with him, and has decided that perhaps the Holy Spirit calls who the Holy Spirit will. And so this is the actions that happen after that. Hear these words. While Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So we ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and they invited him to stay for several days. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Our epistle lesson this morning comes from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. It can be found on page 227 in your New Testament Pew Bible. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with the water only, but with the water and the blood. And the Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us turn now to the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. The reason for the similar image on the cover of this week's bulletin, that of a bunch of grapes, is because, in fact, this gospel lesson interrupted Jesus in his speech, if you will, from last week. So it continues on right here. He is still thinking about the image, the metaphor of Jesus as the vine, with God Almighty as the vine keeper, and each of us as the branches off that vine. So if you'd like to follow along, you'll find it on page 103 on the right side of 103 in your Pew Bible. as we continue with these words of Jesus. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Well, I can almost guarantee it that my mom would love today's scripture lessons. And because today is Mother's Day, I hope that you'll allow me to tell you a story that is a bit sappy, perhaps a bit sentimental. It's a story about my mom. When I was a little guy, my mom would always come into my bedroom to tuck me in at night. I have a clear memory of my bedroom at that time and those great cowboys and Indians sheets and pillowcase that covered my bed. I can even remember the feel of the cool cotton sheets across my chest and arms as I climbed into bed and anticipated my mom's arrival. I can hear the blue jays and robins and cardinals call outside my bedroom window as I waited. True to form, my mom would tuck me in and we would say those little boy prayers that started me on my faith journey. Mom truly believed that I could be whatever I set my mind to be when I grew up, and she told me so often. If you had told her then that her little boy would one day become a park ranger and then a United Methodist pastor, I don't think she would have been surprised at all. My mom was my role model of what a Christian person could truly become. Anyway, our nightly ritual was only complete once my mom had sung to me that Roy Rogers and Dale Evans song, Happy Trails. I can still hear her singing it today. Good night, Tiger. And then she'd turn out the light. Many years later, after I had graduated from college, my mom changed in my eyes. She was still my mom, and I would always be her little boy right up to the day she died. Despite years of rebellion and doubt and trying to find my way in life, I always loved my mom and knew that she would always be there and she would always have unconditional love for me. Death has not weakened that bond between mother and son. But when I became an adult, more or less, my mom became one of my best friends, too. Over time, she shared with me stories of the struggles and joys of raising me and my two sisters. She told me about several dark years of depression when her faith and her daily joy were in grave doubt. Mom told me about the ups and downs of being married to my father. She shared with me her worldview and her commitment to helping to bring about God's kingdom. She was my mom and my friend, and the love that bound us together deepened and matured. This is what came to my mind as I read these scripture lessons and thought about Mother's Day. And clearly, I still get choked up thinking about my mom and how much I miss her. But you know, in many respects, we begin to understand the love of Jesus Christ for each of us by considering the best human relationships that we have experienced in this life. Truth be told, Mother's Day can be difficult for those people who had a dysfunctional relationship with their mother, or perhaps no relationship at all. If there is absence or pain surrounding your memory of your own mother, I am sorry for your loss. My mom was no saint, and I have conveniently remembered only the best aspects of our relationship. We begin to understand God's love for us by looking at the best of human love, but our experiences with people only pale in comparison. God's love is the real deal. As Scripture reminds us, God is love. God loves you absolutely and unconditionally more than you will ever imagine. Our mothers believe that we can become whatever we set our minds to. Well, with God's love, that becomes true. Listen again to the words of 1 John that Daniel read. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey His commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey His commandments. And His commandments are not burdensome, for whatever is born of God conquers the world. And this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? Well, allow me to paraphrase this. When you fully believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, then you become a child of God. When you really love God, you will obey His commandments, not out of obligation or fear, but because you know that following Christ is the only possible response you have to this amazing love. Children of God can conquer the world because Jesus' death and resurrection, once and for all time and for all people, conquered the power of sin and death. Our faith in Jesus means that all the evil in the world cannot overcome us. Our faith conquers the world. Well, as you continue your walk with Jesus and as your faith matures, you have the same opportunity that Jesus offered His disciples in this gospel lesson from John. When I read this scripture passage, I thought about the transition that happened in my life when I became a friend with my mom and not simply her little boy. Jesus tells His disciples that when they abide fully with Jesus and follow His commandments, that they can experience the same commitment and love that binds Jesus with God the Father. The term that Jesus used is friend, but perhaps it was better translated as loved one. To share that commitment and love with Jesus is to share in complete joy. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. When your faith matures and you are ready to become true friends with Jesus, you will discover that Jesus shares with His friends everything that is shared between Jesus and God Almighty. God calls each one of us to go out into the world to share concrete acts of love and to help bring about God's kingdom. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask Him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. A mother's love for her child is amazing. God's love for you is even better. Jesus loves you so much that He wants to be your true friend. He's already laid down His life for you. This sacred friendship will change your life forever. This friendship will result in complete joy indeed. Amen.